As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Who's ready for a great first day?
Turn the radio on.
Let me turn it up.
Let's turn it up a notch.
You need to wake up and smell the music.
Wake up!
You know, I'm quite proud of the show that we've been putting out under these very difficult circumstances.
The show has become very, very silly.
I like the show because it's skeevy.
Let's start the show.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, I wouldn't say skeevy, but yeah, we do have to talk about politics. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and we got a lot of things to go through. I know I got a little scratchy thing going on in my throat, but it's okay. I am pumped up and ready to go because you need to hear the things that are going on outside of the mainstream media. And I got all kinds of stuff today, including, hopefully, some hope for business owners. But it's up to them if they take the action. Plus, we got lots of giveaways today. Gonna love it. So in this hour, be listening for your chance to win 10 Crows Barbecue, a nice old gift certificate from 10 Crows in South Lake Tahoe. It's worth the drive, trust me. All right. Trying to get Joey Gilbert on the show today. Texted him over the weekend, but he is really busy with what's going on right now. He's probably exhausted. But he has been working overtime with this whole OSHA situation. So we'll just call it a situation. But it's what business owners not only need to hear, but I mean, I've gone over this before with the whole constitutional law group, but at least somebody locally is working on your behalf. So let me give you just a little something of what he shared with people that follow him yesterday. I love how he started this. OSHA, OSHA, OSHA. Share this, please. Nevada, be not afraid. Open up. Open up. Dear OSHA, you have terrorized your last Nevada business at the director of hashtag WGE. OSHA, consider this your official notice. Now we are coming for you. You better hire some folks, and you better not use any federal CARES Act funds to do so. Or actually, please do that. The People's Champ, Joey Gilbert, spent the day studying OSHA documents and citations and notifications of penalty. Next, I received some private tutoring from some former OSHA inspectors. I'm going to be putting together a huge Zoom business training with Leslie McCarroll on how to respond and what to do when OSHA contacts or shows up at your business or job site. However, in the meantime, should OSHA show up at your business, call JGL, my law firm, immediately at 775-284-7700. There will be instructions provided to you by me or my staff, coming from me, an attorney, that I am typing out right now at 1:11 a.m., Saturday night, Sunday morning. Hell yes, I'm on this just like I said I would be. So Are you going to do it? You're waking up to this beautiful snowy morning here in northern Nevada. And people should be thinking about getting their skis ready, going out to the resorts, having fun. But no. Governor Sisolak puts out a press conference yesterday that because we're all so bad, well, because we've been, you know, paying attention to the real numbers and what's really going on, that he's shutting the state down until January 15th, which is exactly what I told you he was going to do 3 weeks ago. So it's going to be the middle or end of January. And I wouldn't be surprised, because when you hear all the rhetoric coming from Fauci, you... Oh, is anybody actually following Fauci? Okay. Just as a side note here, again, go on to 991fmtalk.com. Go into the schedules, hit the button that says weekdays. Go over here under my little grin, that cheesy little grin that I have. That's Go onto my webpage. It is getting so long, but you need to check all of this information out. Election information. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. I mean, somebody doesn't get to the level of Lieutenant General if he doesn't know his, yeah, you know what, from a hole in the ground. And he's talking about the deep state and what's going on. Oh, I see YouTube has removed one of my videos here for you. How nice. But I try to put the things on top that are the most important. So after my little quote there, live for today, hope for tomorrow, remember yesterday, is my brand new one, Exposing the Truth. Dr. Shiva exposes the real issues. Both sides are at war, literally, against the American people. This is Republicans and Democrats, people. So log on to this link I have here for you and listen to Dr. Shiva. This is the man who, at 14, invented email. Now, this isn't like Al Gore invented the internet. This is actually fact. This guy has like 4 MIT degrees. He's amazing. But you need to sit down and listen. It's a 40-minute video. I know it's going to eat into your precious time, but you know what? It's the most important interview you will see or hear in your lifetime right now. If you honestly believe in the United States of America and our republic. The most important. Most important. And then scroll down to the COVID updates. As a doctor pleads, I can't keep doing this. And doctors shouldn't be doing this. No harm. Remember that oath? We have doctors out there, nurses, injecting people with poison. Just now, after the FDA approves this vaccine to go out to people, now an urgent message is being put out that if you have any type of allergic reactions, don't take this virus or don't take this vaccine. Horrible side effects. You do not need to take a vaccine for something we have cures for that has a 99% survival rate. Just received this text. Monica, should we be worried now for our wonderful president? Worrisome Frankie. No, Frankie, you shouldn't be. He's got this. The left has the likes of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala, you know, heels up Harris. Even their lawyers. Remember Michael Avenatti, who's, is he in prison or is he on house arrest now? I think he's on house arrest now. With the ankle bracelet. Going to be serving for years. That's who the mainstream media on the left wanted to, you know, offer up as a presidential candidate. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Michael Flynn. We've got Sidney Powell. We've got Lynn Wood, who they tried to trash. Now you know who's working both sides. You know, I saw a bunch of Trump sites where, oh, Lynn Wood, oh, he's a deep state. He's working against Trump. He's, you know, he gave to the Democrats. He voted for Obama, blah, blah, blah. And I know a lot of Republicans who voted for Obama because they were totally blinded. Totally blinded. The guy didn't have a record. Didn't have a record to run on. So we couldn't see what he was really about. And I don't mean to say we. I did not vote for him. But then Republicans came back the second time around and didn't vote for him yet. Yet he still won. Imagine that. So, Frankie, don't worry. But be ready. Because today, being the, you know, a number of electoral college people casting their votes, I wouldn't get too excited if I were on the left. We're going to have a special update, but there is something going on at the courthouse here or at the legislature here in Nevada. You can join Guard the Constitution with my dear friend Sean Meehan. Special announcement at 12 o'clock. I couldn't even embargo it, which means I promise I won't put it out because the show's over at 12. They're making the announcement at 12. So I'll put it out on social media and we'll have Sean on tomorrow to talk about it. But it is about the Electoral College because he is one of the designated electors. Fight like Flynn. Don't give up, but be ready. That's all I ask. And start fighting now. Get a hold of Joey Gilbert. Get the facts. Open your business up. They are the ones breaking the law, not you. Because there is no law against all this BS. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Governor Sisolak making a lot of decisions yesterday. He also decided to extend the moratorium on evictions. So now it's going well into March, which, granted, I don't want to see anybody evicted the day after Christmas. I mean, that's, yeah. But with Governor Sisolak's latest action of extending the eviction moratorium, should the state have to compensate landlords with tenants overdue on their rent? These landlords need money too. What's he putting all this CARES Act money to? That's what we need to find out. Friday's poll question, do you plan on spending more this Christmas than in the past? 11% said more. 39% said less. So the majority of the people saying less. 27% saying the same. 23% saying bah humbug. Not this year. It's going to be a tough Christmas. But we have to remember why we say, God bless America. We have to remember why we say, God bless you. It can't just be words coming out of your mouth. It can't be just a song. Think about that. Do you believe in the words coming out of your mouth when you say, God bless you? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Here's Morgan Freeman with another holiday memory.
Christmas Eve, 1945. Times were so tight, we couldn't afford a tree. But that wasn't going to stop my daddy. So he packed us up and moved us to a snowy forest. Well, I lost two toes to frostbite that night, and a coyote ran off with my grandma. But it was worth it for that tree. Well, after all, I got more toes. And besides, grandma kind of smelled funky. Happy holidays!
And that's another holiday memory with Morgan Freeman.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Oh, they're at it again. All right. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you are in Carson City today, please, please go by one of our locally owned businesses, small business. They're under attack from the woke social justice warriors, which, don't get me started. Comma Coffee. Comma Coffee, yeah. Go grab a cup of coffee or just go to Comma Coffee and leave a comment. You can do it on their Facebook. They're right there on South Carson Street. Right there across from the legislature. They need your help. Be there for them today. I don't know where it's going to stop. Only we can stop this. The social woke is some idiot behind a computer. And for the most part, a few university kids that go and stir up problems. Or that age group. Seriously, we are the majority. So where do we put our foot down? Where does this stop? It only stops when we stop it. If someone can call in 884-9910, let me know. I wasn't able to be at the rally on Saturday. let me know what happened, because I guess even Sheriff Furlong is getting a little tiffed. I received this email. This past Saturday, Sheriff Furlong came partially unhinged over some of the behavior at the past Saturday's pro-Trump gathering. He has threatened to make arrests this coming Saturday over what, I don't know, but if you can be there to witness this, that would be nice. I will do everything in my power to make sure that I'm there on Saturday to witness this. And we'll have to get Sheriff Furlong on the air. We'll have to get Ken on the air. Be official, call him Ken and not Kenny. Because all of this crap that is being thrown at our local businesses, all of this garbage that is being thrown at you, this isn't the law. You have rights. So tomorrow is the soonest that we can get Joey. So I'll read you a little bit more of the letter that he put out, but he'll be joining us at 10:38 tomorrow. If you're a business owner, make sure you share the information. Get it on your calendar. Be here. Because we're just going to blow this wide open. I almost said we're going to blow this up, but, you know, the freaks out there, they don't know what, you know, slang or analogies are anymore. So I didn't want to get myself in trouble. But we've got you covered. We'll be back after this Fox News update with more on The Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada.
Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Woohoo. Woohoo to you too. And you and you and you. It is a woohoo day. That's because you have to make it. Look at it. It's gorgeous outside. That sweet blanket of snow. Depending on where you're at, of course. We should be celebrating this time of year. We should be out shopping and greeting friends and going for a hot cup of cocoa or coffee or whatever your beverage choice is. A little hot toddy. But no. The left and the right have us locked down for something that is bigger than all of us put together. It's called the Great Reset. You know, we're supposed to be in a war right now because Hillary Clinton was supposed to be elected and she wasn't. We were supposed to be in a war. We were supposed to be thinning out the herd. Why do the global elites prefer the wars? Because it kills our strength. Yeah. It kills the men and women who are ready to fight. Who will fight for freedom. Literally pick up arms and go to war. They don't want strength. They don't want countries to have able-bodied young men and women who are willing to go out and do what they need to do. So that's one way they like to thin out the herd. Well, they didn't get their choice, did they? So they chose a virus. A virus from our biggest enemy, China. And now it is all coming out. And you need to pay attention to what's going on, especially with the fact that the CCP, you know that, the Communist Chinese or Chinese Communist Party, are infiltrated so deep in businesses that have a hand in everything we do. They're employed at Boeing, HSBC, Airbus, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. Wow. And the list goes on and on. You swear an oath to the CCP when you join. It's your life above everything else for the party. Communist Chinese Party wants America. And they are going to stop at nothing to get it. So when you see articles like this in CarsonNow.org, which is just a liberal rag in my opinion, Proud Boys return to Carson City, threaten violence as Trump supporters rally. Speakers call for government revolt. Yeah. Well, Sheriff Furlong is going to be joining us at 11:08 in the next hour. So I can't wait to hear from him of what really happened on Saturday. Because when all of this, just so you know, as concerned citizens who listen to this show, trust me, when the you know what hits the fan, you are going to be very proud that we have Proud Boys, that we have local militias, that we have local patriots who are willing to stand up for our rights. The evidence of the theft of this election, the evidence of the corruption that is going on with the Chinese, with the Communist Party, not just with the Chinese, but with a lot of other countries as well. How deep it runs in this country. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see people get hurt. But if you are one of those sheep who are willing to just lay down and give up all of your rights, then there's Venezuela, there's Russia, there's Cuba. Get the hell out. Because this republic has the Constitution of the United States of America. And I don't know if the founding fathers were psychic or what, but the Constitution was written literally for this moment, for this moment in time. And we are going to show just how strong it actually is. 884-9910, Ryan's on the line, wants to talk about COVID. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind about this plandemic?
Here's how I look at it. In the past, when we had polio and chickenpox, the best way to get herd immunity, what I agree with, is that we had a vaccine. Well, now with our version of polio, which is the COVID-19, to get the best herd immunity, what you're saying on Friday is drugs and stuff, but really is the vaccine that's coming online very shortly. And the fact, I mean, I know you don't like the fact there is side effects with this vaccine. People that have allergies should not be taking it, but guess what? We want herd immunity and get back to our way of life. We're going to need the vaccine. It's just like polio, the days of polio.
No, it's not, Ryan. Back in the days of polio, they didn't have nanobots. They didn't have chemicals that were changing your RNA. They didn't have all of these things that were put into your system to react with other vaccines that you've gotten previously. They were actually back when they discovered the polio vaccine and all of those vaccines, they were actually doing medical science. And those vaccines had been studied for decades. This, they're putting out in 4 or 5 months. They haven't even detected, they haven't even isolated what the COVID-19 virus actually is. They're just playing a game with chemicals. And why in God's name would you do that and inject that into your body when there are cures? There are medications that have been on the market for years and years and years, 100 years, that have proven successful. I'm not, and I sure as hell aren't going to let anybody in my family take it or my friends. So if you want to, by all means. But nope. Times have changed. Let's go back to the talk and text line. Check in with Diane this morning. Diane, you were at the rally.
I was at the rally. Yes, I was. And I went up to the Proud Boys because I don't buy into the fake news about them being white supremacists. So I was tickled to see them. I walked up. They're nice young men. And they shook my hands, introduced themselves. They were wonderful. They're pro-USA. They're pro-Constitution. And yes, I stood next to them a great deal of the rally. And the sheriff came. Now, he was walking just, you know, in the bike lane, keeping us all back on the curb, no flags over onto the street or anything like that.
Right.
And he'd slow down by the Proud Boys. And he said to them, he said, "You don't come next Saturday." And that's when they said, "You know, we have a constitutional right to assemble." So he was not happy with them being there. They did nothing out of line. They were just like us. We were just, you know, we want audit the vote, basically. So that's what I wanted to call in about.
Well, I'm glad you did, because Sheriff Furlong's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes from now. So we'll find out what his beef is, because I'm proud to stand next to the Proud Boys, because they're not about race. They're not about religion. They're about protecting the Constitution and the American people. And that's what it's going to boil down to here very shortly. So, Diane, thank you so much for calling in and giving your experience. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Grant this morning. Grant wants to talk about the election. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Monica. Hey, I just wanted to let people know that I know that they stifle a lot of the political news around here. They don't show a lot of things that Nevadans should really be able to watch. But RSBN, Right Side Broadcast Network, they sent out a tweet alert that they are going to be broadcasting live in Carson City by noon. So
yes,
to be able to get the word out about, you know, whatever happens. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out, because some people, if they're not following them, they may not have got the information.
Yeah, and they can follow them on YouTube. So that's, I can't wait. I'm jonesing to hear what happens at 12 o'clock. I wish the show went until 1.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably be short, but I doubt it'll be too sweet. It's probably going to be only liberals and rhinos that are selected. So,
well,
anyway,
we'll find out. Grant, thanks
all
for
right.
the reminder.
Thank
you. You too, hon. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Last call this segment here. Mark, you want to talk about a vaccine?
Well, about Ryan's comment about the herd immunity and stuff. I mean, when people talk about things, they should really research it before they do, because the polio was eliminated before the polio vaccine was ever even put out, and that was because the government quit spraying people with DDT. And this is an easy research to do. Anybody can look it up to find out what the numbers were. And when people start talking like this, they make other people get confused about everything.
Yeah.
They really need to research things before they call in and tell Monica that this is going to be herd immunity for anybody, because the polio was eliminated before a vaccine was ever even put out to the public.
And the scary part, Mark, is that people are still getting the polio or vaccine. And now polio is actually on the rise. Every single year, more and more kids, more and more people are coming down with polio with the vaccine. So what is that telling you? That tells me that there's chemicals in those vaccines. Again, I'll take you back to the federal courts. All right. The CDC had to admit they have no evidence whatsoever that vaccines that kids are getting right now don't cause autism. So when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, no, the experts have, you know, said they've said it doesn't cause autism. Just because they said it doesn't mean it's true. So the CDC had to admit it in federal court. That's coming from the federal court documents. Our bodies are machines. And when you start throwing all this garbage in there, like mercury, good things do not happen. Good things do not happen. Look at just all the things that people went through with fake sugars, sugar substitutes. Really? You think if that makes a difference, how about all the garbage that we're putting in with vaccines? These arms haven't seen a vaccine in close to 10 years. And I haven't been getting the flu, but that's just me. Because I keep my immune system up. Vitamin D, vitamin C. Listen to Dr. Matthews. Go back and check out the podcast with Dr. Matthews when he was talking about vitamin D therapy. Dr. Shiva, go onto my webpage. Listen to him talk about vitamin D therapy. This is all a moneymaker for Fauci and the drug companies that are all literally in bed together because all of their investors are the same people. You have to protect yourself. And I'm going to give you a little treat right now. How about this? Caller number 3 at 884-9910. Caller number 3, 884-9910. You are going to pick up a $25 gift certificate to 10 Crows Barbecue, South Lake Tahoe. Talk about a treat. Take a drive up, see the lake. Nice. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, today's poll question, with Governor Sisolak's latest action on extending the eviction moratorium, should the state have to compensate landlords with tenants overdue on their rents? Interesting question. Lisa wrote in, how about Sisolak pay the rents for the landlords since there's no justification for the lockdowns and the subsequent economic hardships affecting landlords and tenants? Thank you, Lisa. That's perfect. Friday's poll question, do you plan on spending more or less this holiday season? Well, pretty much only 11% said more. Most of the people, less. Yeah, because we have economic hardships right now. That's why, Matt, I'm going to protect your identity and not use your last name because Matt won our gift certificate to 10 Crows Barbecue from Stateline. So South Lake Tahoe is going to be an easy jaunt for you there, Matt. I appreciate you listening all the way in Stateline. 10 Crows Barbecue. We've got more gift certificates to give away throughout this week and next. Be listening for your chance to win because we have to support our local businesses because the shutdowns that are going on around us are ridiculous. And if you want to get in on what I just read to you, NarcSquad.com, NarcSquad.com. And they've got more on there about the paperwork or the information that Joey Gilbert has sent out. And there's articles there about the possible 400% tax hike on alcohol, the mask mandates, and a lot more. But I tell you, this is going to be epic, what Joey Gilbert is doing. And he's doing more than any politician right now to get this garbage with OSHA figured out and get it taken care of so businesses can open back up. Go about your business. Do what you do. Do what you normally do, because they're trying to push a new normal on you. And I'm not going to have it. I hope you won't either. Coming up in the next hour, Sheriff Furlong joins us. We'll get to the bottom of what happened with the Proud Boys in Carson City on Saturday. Because is it going to be a much ado about nothing? We'll find out right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.